Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. And of course, we'll be talking all about things in the community. We're really happy today because we've got the Healesville U3A. Now, we've talked to them a couple of times during the lockdown last year, and they, like every other club, couldn't do a lot. But now I guess they're all back. So I've got with me the new president. We've got the big honcho, John Pascoe, and George Doig, both with us to tell us what's going on. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Now, how did it go during the lockdown?
We managed to get through quite well. I mean, like everybody else, we struggled, and it was a time of uncertainty for most. But we're very fortunate. We had a lot of – we've got course leaders who kept in touch with their members.
What, mainly via Zoom, John, or?
Not Zoom so much as by phone calls, by catching up with them, by email. Some of the courses actually ran informally where they could get outside and sort of just move around a little bit. Book club, for example, used the Healesville Library, where the Healesville Library sort of supplied them with books, and then they wrote reviews and exchanged those rather than actually meeting as a group of people.
Like emails and that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, we got through it. I think we actually got through it quite well, and I think it's a tribute to all of the course leaders and people involved that we kept in touch as much as we did. As things started to open up towards the end of the year, things started to become a little bit more optimistic. People started to get in touch with each other, and we were able to sort of get things underway back in January of earlier this year.
Because, I mean, that's part of being part of the Healesville U3A. It's not only necessarily just the course you're involved in, is it? It's the interaction with other people as well.
Well, I think if you ask most of the members what the thing which they get most out of belonging to the U3A Healesville organisation, it'll be the camaraderie and keeping in touch with people. And, you know, the people that you meet in the course and sit around chatting, talking French with, or whatever it might be, playing the ukulele, as you well know, is the person you may well bump into in Coles during the week. And this sort of helped just keep people in touch.
That's what I was going to mention too. It's not only when you're at the U3A, it's particularly at a place like Healesville, where you know, there's the main shopping centre, not just shops all over the place, that I guess it's particularly good to those people to be able to meet other people down the street, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, most of our membership would come from within about a 10-kilometre radius, I guess it would be, maybe 15.
10 tops, yeah.
10
at a few launching places, a few other places.
Yep.
Yeah, but yeah, the vast majority are all sort of Healesville, Yarra Glen and up around sort of, you know, we get out as far as Wirriallock. There's a couple of people, members out here.
Yep.
In fact, we've actually got two members now who live in Montrose.
Oh, Montrose.
Montrose,
oh,
yeah. Not Montmorency. That's a long way away.
Where's Montmorency?
Yeah, so, but that sense of community has been really important. And I think the COVID, as far as we were concerned, the COVID thing brought out the best in a lot of our members. And they really made an effort to sort of keep in touch and chat along the way through.
One of the things that I've got to say about COVID, and I was at a place the other night giving a speech, and I said that a lot of us, particularly I guess the older people, and I include myself in that, we learned to do things that we would never, ever have tried, didn't we? Because we had to do it.
Yeah, I think the people spent a lot. It was interesting that the number of people who started suddenly saying hello to you as you walk past them in the street. They had their masks on and what have you. And there was a sense of, you know, we're all in this together and nice to see you and up and about, and isn't it good to be walking, as it turned out to be, in the sunshine mostly.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. And I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire with
just dancing in the dark. Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This guns for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Here's some wine and it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town. And they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast star in the night. I'm dying for some action. I'm sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. We can't start a fire. Sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. We can't start a fire. Worry about your little world falling apart. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Hi, this is Kevin. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And welcome back to Community Connections. And as I said before, we've got the guys from the Healesville U3A, John and George. Now, we're talking, you've been talking about how you've started back up a bit. George, you want to tell us a little bit about how you got going towards the end of last year?
Oh, I'd like to sort of also tell a small story I can about John's been keeping in touch with all the members. I did have an old neighbour who moved down from North Queensland, and I can remember his mother kept on sending him notes saying, listen, I don't get any mail suggesting that you should write to them. And so we eventually signed her up for Reader's Digest, and she used to get a surprises about every day in the letterbox. So the modern version of that is, you just join U3A and John Pascoe will send you an email every morning. Don't worry about it. So the contact was certainly there and everyone's helped.
But we were saying, though, that the groups that have coming back together better are the ones that kept in contact over the whole period, yes, rather, yes, rather than those who just sort of did nothing and then expect to reopen again.
Oh, no, we certainly kept in touch with everyone. We've discussed a few examples of groups that unfortunately didn't go down that path, but we seem to have done very, very well. I might just pass on to John, because one of the things we did as the weather improved, we decided that we'd have Fridays at 5 around the courthouse in Healesville, which is our premises. And John, if you'd just like to go through and explain.
One of our committee members woke up one morning and said, why don't we get the people together, get our members together on a Friday afternoon?
And this was a social get together. Restrictions had started.
Yeah, this was in January. This was in January. And so we had that COVID normal Christmas. Yep. And so things had opened up enough, and so we could get a, you know, I think we were allowed up at that point up to about 100 people in a public gathering space. But so what we did was we advertised on the second and the fourth Fridays of January, and we were absolutely surprised at how many people turned up. We had 50 people come along to each of those. They weren't necessarily the same 50 either.
Yep.
But we had 50 people come along.
And they were just a really get-together rather than...
Yeah, it was a... Gone. It was, well, actually, it was a deck chair under one arm and an esky under the other. And basically just sat down and everyone just had a chat and got to go and talked about the fact that they hadn't seen each other for a few months. And it was a really great night.
But I know something close to your heart, Alan. We had a couple of ukulele performers and strings. And
I'm not sure George would have been better. But you've also had a theatre night as well.
Oh, no, well, you were present at our last one where we go...
We'll talk about that later
on. Oh,
I'm talking about the theatre night or theatre day you had.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's one of the courses we run is a day at the theatre.
Yep.
And the first of those is up and running, and they went a group of about 15 to 20, I can't remember the exact number, but they went to see Come From Away in the city.
Yep.
And they organised themselves using a public bus. They caught the bus from the Grand Hotel in Healesville there and dropped them off at Nicholson Street in the city.
So there's a bus that goes right from Healesville
goes
to
all
the city?
Goes all the way through, and it only makes about three stops along the way. Once it gets into where the public buses from the CBD cut in,
yep.
they have to keep going. They're not allowed
they're
to stop.
To stop. Yep.
So it's about an hour trip, hour and a bit trip, hour and a quarter trip.
But it saves driving and all those hassles.
Yeah, it does. And also, you know, we didn't have to go through the hassle of hiring a bus and all of the restrictions that might have applied with that. So we're just getting on a public bus, and the bus driver just sort of checked everybody in. We had only had 14 or 15. Yep. They more or less had the bus to themselves. So
terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it was. So that was the first one, and it was a thoroughly worthwhile activity, and Alison did a great job organising all of that. And she's organising the second one, which is Moulin Rouge for August.
Oh, yeah.
But she's already got 30-odd people who are interested in that, so they will be organising a private bus to go and get them to the city for that one because they won't fit on a public bus, given some of the restrictions and so on.
Oh, no. Yeah. That'd be terrific.
So Day at the Theatre is one of those activities which has really sort of, you know, brought people together. And people just looking forward to, you know, as you said before, just getting out and doing things.
Yep.
And the opportunity for people, for seniors, to get into the city and see a show, and it was an afternoon, it was a matinee show, is just something which they really appreciate.
It helps with their confidence of going into the city.
Yep.
A lot of them might sit and be very resistant to... Oh, I don't think I'll do that by myself.
Yeah.
But a group activity planned by U3A, it worked well. We also have another course, which is, it's a similar thing. It's a travel into the city program. So people who aren't used to catching the bus to maybe Lilydale, and we put them on the train, and then we're going, not last year because it was cancelled, but the year before we did the Melbourne Flower Show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was great. And like, yep. And it was probably about... Oh, could have been 20 to 30 of us, and we all went in there and on a group thing. We went to the flower show. They all did their own thing during the day, and then meet at 4 at such and such, and then we all caught the bus and we actually caught a tram too, a tram, bus and train home, and it was great. But that's the sort of thing that we've tried to do, just build confidence into, I'd hate to say, people who aren't used to going into the city by themselves.
Well, apart from, it's not only those that aren't confident in doing it. I was talking to, we had someone here a few weeks ago, and they're coming back in a few weeks, talk about mental health. And they say some people, they didn't want to go into lockdown, but when they got into lockdown, they felt so secure in the house that some of them don't want to come out. Mm. And if you don't start to get them out, particularly if they're by themselves, like it's going to be a very, very lonely life too, isn't it?
I think that's where our Friday at 5 sort of put a buffer in between the lockdown into doing other things, and and it worked. It worked for us anyway. Hopefully it worked for them too.
We were planning a third one, which we finished up cancelling because of the COVID. The third lockdown happened, and so suddenly we could only have 30 people outside, and we knew that we weren't going to be able to. We'd have more than 30, so we cancelled that one. But we certainly have it as part of our planning for next, for term four, when the weather gets better.
Yeah.
So we'll be back into that.
I've just got to take a quick break, guys, and we'll be back with more.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. And it's the pelvic thrust. And bring it down and insane. Let's do the time warm again. Let's do the time warm again.
It's a dream. Oh, fantasy, free me, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
I start on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing. When a snake of a guy gave me an evil wink. He shook on me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup track and the devil's eyes.
To the left. Put your hands on your hips.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and I have with me the Healesville U3A, and they're telling us a bit about how they've got back or getting back, and they'll tell us a bit more about a few of the programs later. But, guys, you tell me you've been had a week away, so tell us a bit about and this was as a group, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of the courses we have is Hit the Road.
And, Hit the Road, Jack.
Hit the Road, Jack. I've been told that a few times. So basically what it is it started off 2019 or 2020, I can't remember. We actually got together, and it's a combination of people with caravans, but it's not restricted to that, because we try and get venues where people without caravans can come with us and go into cabins or motels along the way. The first one I went to was a trip to, well, eventually ended up at Patchy Wallop. But what it was that tour that you go and see the painted silos.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
And it was magnificent. We had 4 days out, and we just run as a group. went to, I can't remember the first place we stayed, but then we ended up at Patchy Wallop and used that as a base where we did a few things from. But it's just, and again, it was one of those things where it's a sort of people getting together, getting out of the, you know, sort of their skin. We would have communal breakfasts, communal dinners, but during the day you could do whatever you like. So that was that one. And this year, we just, it was only last week, we actually went up to Mount Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
And stayed at the Mount Beauty Caravan Park, which was a magnificent place, might I add. Again, it was, there was 40 of us in terms of the group. Half were in caravans, half we had cabins, and the cabins up there were magnificent. The weather wasn't great. We arrived there on the Monday, and I thought, oh, if this keeps up, it's going to be great. And then it rained on Tuesday morning and stopped on Friday when we packed up. But we were able to just do day trips. Like I believe I've been to Patchy Wallop before, but we went to Patchy Wallop and all the other places, you know, sort of bright and all around. It was just a great day, great 4 days away. And once again, it was that community spirit where everyone got together and we'd have, excuse the expression, but drinkies at sort of 4 or 5. We then have dinner. I think the first dinner was a barbecue, and then we went to the local hotel for one night, and then we sort of had pizzas driven in the next night. Everyone had a ball, I think. I don't have had any complaints. And again, it was just a community spirit thing. Everyone loved it. Everyone had a great time, regardless of the weather. It was a really, really good week.
So it was more the friendship, wasn't it?
Purely the friendship. Yeah. But we had, I won't mention their names, they might be, but we just had a couple of elderly members, and they came up and they just joined in and had a ball.
Terrific, isn't it?
One of the highlights for me was watching the barn dance on the Thursday night. Which Doug, one of our intrepid ukulele, banjo, guitar players, organised. And so he had half a dozen of his team around him strumming away on their guitars, and he called the barn dance. And we had about 20 women out there and a couple of men sort of doing their things out on the grass.
Terrific,
there.
Terrific, yeah.
So with just a wonderful sense of camaraderie and just good fun, and people just, as George said, had an absolute ball.
And that's what we've been talking about with the U3A, is that it's all about the friendships that you make. And apart from the programs, where you can actually learn a bit as well.
I've learned that it doesn't have to be a ukulele or a guitar. My best mate was Ken, who played the lagophone. You're familiar with the lagophone?
Nah.
Oh, it's the bottle tops on the big stick. And that's it. No, he was the best.
He was fantastic.
He's going to take over as ukulele leader.
We had a trip to Yakandanda. Oh, no, we didn't. A couple of people said we organised to go to Yakandanda and just explore the town. It's a very pretty little town, beautiful place. Some towns have lots of restaurants. This town has lots of antique shops.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Most of them are closed, unfortunately. But I couldn't get over how many other people I knew on the street. And guess where they came from? Mount Beauty.
Actually, just a quick story. On the way home, one of the ladies, one of the young ladies that were with us, she did have a bit of a spending spree. She really followed, you know, the government thing of buy local, buy stuff. And she was into it. And she did say, listen, I didn't bother doing the QR sign-in or the sign-in on the paper and everything. If they want to find me, I'll just send them a copy of my Visa card.
Just got to take a quick break, guys.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 18 minutes to 1. Can't believe where the time's gone. And 20 degrees. We're chasing a top of 23. And I've got with me both John and George from the Hillsville U3A. Now, we know it got cancelled last year, but you always put on this great extravaganza towards the year. So are we going to see one this year?
Yes, the extravaganza is well and truly in production at the moment. We have had three rehearsals to this point. And the two shows that are on, one's called The Musketeers. I think George and I are actually musketeers, musketeers alongside each other.
I just get told I am.
And the other one's a sort of a Christmas carol form of show. It's called Ye Old England Scrooge. And it's very much built around something for children to look at and so on.
So that's like that. The two are on the same day, aren't they? One's before interval, one's after interval.
Correct. And, you know, I think one of the things that happened last year is there are a few people in the organisation who are having withdrawal symptoms because there wasn't a show to be performed. But what they did and what Lois, who directs the show, did was organise a group of people to make costumes and do a whole lot of preparation for what could have been the show that was going to be. Or she had a couple of shows in mind for this year already. So she was getting people either in small groups at home where that was possible or in their own homes to make costumes, for example.
So do we have dates for the extravaganza yet?
No, yes, we do, but I don't have them on hand. I'm sorry, but we'll let you know closer to the date.
They'll be either late November or early December.
All right, just let us know. And you're happy
the
to
last
those.
Sunday of November and the first Sunday of December, whatever that is. I can't recall what it is off the top of my head.
Yes, I can relate to what John said. Rebecca, my wife, is very much in with Lois and helping out. Yeah. And I had a house that was festooned with pink tutus in every room.
Tell me the guys are going to wear them, please.
If the ukulele guy puts them on, he's in trouble.
Oh, that's a sight you couldn't unsee.
But, you know, it's all coming together well. We've had our two serious rehearsals and then a read-through of the script before that. And so I think it's all going to happen. If for one reason or another we can't have it at the MIMO, which is where we've held it in previous years, and that will all be prescribed by the government and lockdown and conditions and so on.
Yep.
I was just looking at going into Queen's Park and having an outdoor show. Yeah, she has connections in the theatre world, and they can erect a sort of an outdoor stage with all the appropriate sort of sound equipment and so on to go with it, and perhaps a bit of lighting. So if we can't go indoors, we're looking seriously at perhaps having an outdoor show.
Oh, that's terrific.
Which should be, I guess, either ticketed or perhaps open to anyone who brave enough to sit and watch for long enough.
Well, it's a bit hard to ticket in a park. But, I mean, that's terrific. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that people really want to do is get out and see some of these shows.
Yeah, and again, what Lois, who one of the challenges she's now confronting is that the show has become so popular that the cast or the number of people interested in being part of the cast keeps increasing. So, you know, she started off with about 20, 22 at one stage, and then she's up to 30, and now I think she's up to 35, which means she sometimes has to rewrite the scripts occasionally just to sort of bring people in and so on.
Now, extra extravaganza.
Righto, guys, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry, it will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
And what a way to be. Why worry, be happy. Whatever, as he says, whatever's got you upset, it's going to pass by very quickly, and we all keep moving on. And I think with a bit of luck, 2020 will be out of our hair, and well, we're out of it now, but hopefully in 6 months we'll have all forgotten. It'll be like a bad dream. But anyway, you're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 8 minutes to one. Oh, we've jumped up to 21 degrees, chasing 23. But anyway, I've got John and George from Hillsville U3A. John, you'd like to talk about if anybody out there's got some ideas for something that you're not already running.
Well, George has already mentioned how relatively straightforward it is for someone who has an idea or a passion or something that they'd like to share with others. Walking with Poles was the example he gave, to actually join, you know, ring up, contact us and say, look, I'd like to put together a course, you know, and so on. And so we're always looking for people to do that. We've got three new courses this year. We run about 42, 43 courses in total.
Yep. What are your new ones?
The new ones are this group called Nitwits who get together and... It's just a social get together over, as you can imagine, knitting. So they get together. Doug Fudge has set up a guitar group for beginners now.
Oh, yeah.
And also.
They're big ukuleles.
And also Strings and Things, which is a social gathering of string players who have gathered over the years in another venue in Healesville are now coming under the U3A umbrella, or planning to come under the U3A umbrella. And so they will use our resources and so on. We've got access to a bigger venue, a couple of bigger venues which they can use. So it'll grow the membership a little bit, but yeah, more importantly, it's just another great opportunity for people to get together and enjoy playing music together. Over the summer period, when they were meeting in Queen's Park on a Tuesday evening, and you'd have 20 or 30 people just sitting around sort of strumming and playing and singing and having a lot of fun.
Terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, got rid of the possums. It was really good.
So anyway, I guess, you know, but we're always looking for new courses, people with ideas, things that they would like to share and perhaps become part of the U3A organisation. So if they want to, if people have an idea, if there are people out there listening to us now, if they have an idea of a course they would like to run or set up, then by all means contact us and we'll certainly talk to you and help you put it in place.
I guess one of the things that happens too, particularly when people retire from the workforce, sometimes their skills are lost, aren't they? If they're not passed on, and also sometimes I guess as people get older and their hobbies aren't, or they don't want to travel to their hobbies, I think this is a great way to pass in information on and have a bit of fun at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, and we can't. There are some people. There are a couple of people who've asked if they could join. What do we offer? And we haven't offered a course that they would be interested in.
Yep.
One of the things we're now looking at, and this is one of the positive outcomes of the COVID period, is the Network Victoria, which is the umbrella organisation for the U3A in Victoria, are putting together a range of courses which they're going to run by Zoom. So people can join the U3A in Healesville.
Yep.
It isn't set up quite yet, but this is part of one of the things they're looking at. Join the U3A in Healesville and then have access to courses in a whole range of areas that we can't supply because we don't have the expertise or the specific interest. But it just means if you're the one person who wants to learn about Arabic culture, for example, you might be able to find a course somewhere in Victoria to do that.
And run it on.
And so you just join the U3A at Healesville, get onto and access that course through Zoom.
John, one of the other things too, and I just want to clarify this because I think we've said this before, if you pay a little extra on your subscription each year, you can go to any other U3A too, can't you?
Yes. The fee is $50. If you want to pay an extra $10, you can then get access to courses from other U3As.
So if people are travelling or if you haven't got a course that they want, then they can suss around and try and find something else within the other group just by paying that extra $10.
And absolutely. And we would have half a dozen, eight members who use that from other U3As to come and access our courses.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
John, just quickly, because I know we want to give all the contacts. Once somebody joins the organisation, as you said, is there any plans to do any courses on Zoom from Healesville U3A, or is it all going to be back up front now?
At the moment, it's all back up front. There's no planning for us to put together Zoom courses.
Yep.
The reason for that is, I think, a lack of real interest in Healesville in that kind of course. Running a course by Zoom actually requires quite a bit of skill and a lot of upskilling and so on that has to be done.
Yep.
Now, it can be done, but at the moment, I just don't know that there's the interest in doing that. It's one of the things that we're going to look at over the course of the year and just see what evolves.
Yep.
But at the moment, there are no plans to actually run Zoom courses from Healesville. Other U3As do.
Yep. I was just thinking some of the people that aren't getting out as easy as they can and that at least with a Zoom, if they join and pay the extra $10, they can probably find other Zoom meetings from other clubs, can't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. Yep. They can certainly do that.
John, you're getting us excited. We want to be part of the extravaganza. We want to be part of it. So how do we get hold of the Healesville U3A?
Well, if you want to have a look and just get onto the website, just do a Google on Healesville U3A, you'll see all
Hang
of the
on,
things.
Is it Healesville U3A?
Sorry. Healesville.U3A.
Right.
All right. Healesville.U3A. But if you could Google Healesville U3A,
yep.
you can actually have a look at the website and see what the offerings are.
Yep.
And I'm sure you'll find something that you'd be interested in. If you want to go to the next step and contact us, you can email us on healesville.u3a@bigpond.com. Lowercase u, lowercase a, yep. and u3a.
Yep.
Or you can phone the office on 0490-917-975.
Can you give us that again, please, John, the phone number?
The phone number is 0490-917-975.
Right. So hopefully, you've got next week off, haven't you?
We do.
You've got a couple of weeks off, but hopefully it'll be back up and running very well after that. And I wish you well for the next 12 months. I hope it's a terrific year, and I hope we keep going, that there's no setbacks this year.
No, we're looking forward to a positive year. I mean, you never say never in this world, but I think that we're hopefully over the worst of it, but as we've seen what's happened in Brisbane, you just never can tell.
Yeah, we just hope that... we just hope that everything goes all right. Gentlemen, I've got to go. Time for the news. So thank you for coming along. And we look forward to seeing you probably in 2 or 3 months.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.